priest who did exorcisms.
This was your local priest?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a house in this family. They said they kept seeing a little boy.
Okay.
And they didn't know what was going on, so he went to check it out.
These dead white kids in the house. This is the problem. White people, before you buy a house, make sure there's no dead white kids roaming around.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmere. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Sure.
Okay, so Katie's going to kick off with a gem.
Yeah, this is Advice on Advice.
Oh, awesome. So Advice on Advice is a segment that we do where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we try to improve upon it by giving our advice on the advice, hence Advice on Advice. So who is it today?
Today is, it looks like Dear Marsha.
Okay. Marsha with the S-H? Or with the
with an S-H.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Old school.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Oh, no,
it's not Marsha.
It's not Marsha. It's not. This is Dear Abby. The one person who had the question, her name was Marsha.
Okay, and she crept in. Now it's Dear Marsha. Are these recent Dear Abbeys?
I don't know.
Is Dear Abby still doing her thing?
I think that there's always an Abby.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But it could be anybody.
I'm like, Ms. Manners.
Yeah. Anyway, Dear Abby. Forget Marsha.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Dear Marsha.
Dear Abby, I'm a 36-year-old woman who is in a loveless marriage.
Oh, congrats.
We do not spend time together, nor do we have sex.
Okay. Yeah, that's the loveless part, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what most people mean. They're not banging. They're not hanging out.
Right. For the past 4 years, I've had an on-and-off-again affair with a guy from my church.
Classy.
Yeah.
And godlike. What is up with that? You both know that's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, according to the terms of the religion that you're in.
Yeah.
And you're doing it right underneath of your God's nose, says, or whatever.
The multiple nose God.
The three noses. One of the three noses of God. Just right there. Whatever.
My God has three noses.
Three noses, yeah. It's like Janice plus one.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're doing it.
He's 10 years younger and everything I ever wanted.
Wow.
So he's 26.
So you've been shown the way. What's the problem?
Yeah. My number one problem.
Oh, sorry. Now you have to tell me. Thank you.
Is that I know adultery is wrong and goes against everything I have ever believed
in. Isn't it like rule number 3 or 4?
I always tell myself that this is the last time, but.
Like right after.
Yeah. It's the last.
This is the last beach.
Yeah.
This is the last.
Very last.
Beach.
Yeah.
This is it. I'm walking away.
But when he wants to meet again, I don't have the strength to say no.
Oh, no.
We have everything going for us in the physical department, but I know we'd never have a lasting relationship.
Why not?
Just said that he was everything she ever wanted, so that must be everything.
Oh. She doesn't want a lasting relationship, maybe.
Mm.
I would think that, I don't know this because I'm not a religious person, but isn't it hard to find a dude in church? It seems like there's less dudes than women in churches. Like, all the churches I've ever been to.
Well, yeah.
And there's not a lot of single dudes.
Right. There's not a lot of single dudes going to church.
Yeah.
And a lot of the dudes that are there are married.
Mm-hmm. Or older.
Yeah.
Right? Or they're in the front part with a collar.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of, like, swinging dudes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. There's not a lot of, like, eligible men.
No, in the church in general.
So that's probably what happened. It's just that he happens to be one of the only eligible gentlemen in church, and so he looks really good.
Yeah, looks good. He's God-fearing.
It's kind of like when you're in the office and the UPS guy walks in. It's like, oh my God, a man!
Look at those calves.
Yeah, and everybody goes nutty over the guy because he's the only guy that walked in.
True, true, yeah.
So it's like maybe this is the kind of the effect.
It's like the janitor at a school.
The janitor?
Yeah.
What?
When I worked in the school, yeah, the janitor. If he's young, he's sometimes the only guy around, not the custodian. Because his custodian's an old, cranky guy.
Yeah.
Who wears a suit for some reason. But the janitor.
Where did you go to school?
This is when I taught, when I was a teacher. The custodian is like the head of the janitorial staff.
Okay.
It's always a guy who is like, yeah, I know I'm blue collar.
Okay.
But I'm going to put on a suit and tie anyway.
Let
you know what's up. Right?
But I've never seen a hot janitor.
The young guy sometimes could be.
All right.
Is the Bronx. I don't know.
All right. Okay.
Come to the BX.
I'll believe you.
That's what the hot janitorial staff are. Ooh.
Sex a janitor, yes. Man.
Hot Dominican janitor.
I'm not writing to ask if what I'm doing is wrong, because I know it is. I'm writing because I need your help / advice on how to say no when you're in love with a person but don't want them to know.
How to say no when you're in love with a person but don't want them to know?
Yeah, so if she's in love with him.
With the 26-year-old
guy. I guess.
Okay.
And she doesn't want him to know.
Okay. He might suspect that you're cheating on him with...
Yeah.
And where's the husband?
Well, it could be that she's cheating just to have sex. That's all. Doesn't know that she has additional feelings for him.
But where's the husband in church?
I don't know.
Like, is he not seeing this going on?
Oh, wait. Listen to this part.
Okay.
My lover lost his virginity to me, and I'm having trouble understanding why he still wants to be with me after all this time.
He's in love with you. He's 26.
Yeah.
You're 36.
And she showed him.
Yeah.
What's up?
She probably put it on him. You know, that pent up, you know, booty from not having a relationship with her husband. Right. And she probably almost killed the guy.
Yeah.
Really? He's like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Church.
Yeah.
Boys, church. Yeah. They've been lying to you the whole time.
Is it because I'm just easy and he knows he can have sex with no commitment? Or does he actually care about me but knows he can't have me all to himself?
Mm-hmm.
I am ashamed about my behavior.
However, I'm looking, gonna keep doing it.
Looking for a way to just say no.
Really? This is the Nancy Reagan sex advice.
Okay, so she's compelled to have sex with him.
Because, I'm just saying, this guy must be, he's super hot, they have the same belief system, and it's probably really hard because every Sunday, when she's supposed to be focusing on her religious stuff, her loins are like aflame for this dude.
Because when you're somewhere where it's really boring. Let's face the fact.
Yeah, most churches. Well, there's, even if, because the churches I went to, the services were long.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd be some fun parts, like the music, a little fire and brimstone. But for the most part, it was just like, meh. There was a lot of business.
Yeah.
The reading of this, the reading of that, stand, sit, kneel, blah, blah, blah.
Right. And the ritual is so ingrained that you just know what's coming next.
Yeah, you have surprises. Attention. Yeah. You know when the benediction is going to happen.
So it's easy for your mind to wander. Yeah.
On over to that guy.
Yeah.
To his 26-year-oldness.
And also, yeah, it's verboten.
How is no one in church seeing this? You went to church, so did I.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what everybody is doing. Because everyone's looking to see what everyone's doing, right?
Right, right.
Like, there's a guy at the front, but who cares what's going on with him?
Yeah,
right. Like, what's going on in the pews two rows back?
He's a lot of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
God, money.
Yeah. Yeah, and then meanwhile, there's this going on. There's heat.
Yeah.
Heat in the seats. Okay. So what is...
Heat in the seats.
That's right, heat in the seats.
Okay, so the advice. Dear, just say no. You may be attracted to your lover because you are essentially alone in your marriage.
Okay. A marriage of one. Marriage of one, please. Marriage. Be married alone or for two?
You hear about those people who marry themselves.
Yes.
I don't even know what's happening.
Years ago.
Yeah. It was like a thing about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Women were marrying themselves. And I was just like, dude, are you sure about this?
There was one woman in one of my comedy classes who came in and said that she married herself. And everyone just about fell on the floor.
Why did she say that?
I know. She didn't belong.
Was everyone like, that's an awesome bit. Keep working on
it. Yeah, right.
Add to it. Riff on it. Don't just say it.
She's just, as she was being sincere, she's like, I love me.
Good.
Or
for
like,
now.
What?
For now?
No.
Like, no one else cares about you. How long do you think you're going to care?
Yeah.
All right, so the advice.
Okay. There is a solution for your problems, but it won't be pleasant.
Okay.
Tell your husband what's been going on and why, and end the marriage.
Yes.
Which appears to have been over for a long time.
Applause.
Once the smoke clears.
Okay.
Ask your lover.
He might be relieved.
Yeah.
He might be like, whew. You've been screwing that guy in the second pew
for
like
so long.
3 years now.
Or admit, yeah, right? Ask your lover the questions about his intentions that you mentioned to me and then decide whether to continue seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
He may be in love with you, but if he is, the question is whether you love him or whether he is just a convenience remains.
Wow.
Of this, I am certain. You are not his sex slave. And when you...
You are not his sex slave. You don't know what this guy is doing. Okay. Like, lady giving out advice.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. 50 Shades of Pew. I don't know.
Of Pew.
Yes, I have no idea. 50 Shades of Pew.
I like that. Yeah. That's right, because that brings in the whole the heat church. And the seat.
Yes, the heat and the seat.
The shades of puke.
The heat and the sheets. And the heat and the seats. And the heat and the sheets.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's not a sex slave.
Yeah, and supposedly. When you think you have a better option, you will find the way just to say no.
Okay, here's what I have to say about this advice. I think it's good advice. However, she missed several opportunities for you. Biblical pun.
Oh, yeah.
Psalms, Song of Songs, something. Mm-hmm. She could have brought in, you know, something along a more religious line.
Yeah.
But this woman has got to, yeah, she's got to break off the marriage.
Well, this is a typical thing that happens. People get married. People get married. They're unhappy. There's, you know, they realize the marriage is over. And then they just continue to go through the motions.
Yeah. Because it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Because if she's unhappy, he's probably unhappy. He's probably doing the same thing.
Yeah. He's probably screwing someone else, you know, of another denomination.
Right.
Maybe. She's going to church on Sunday. He's like, I got to stay home and watch the game. He hates football.
Yeah.
So what's he doing?
You know what I think also?
A Presbyterian.
This guy is much younger than her. And just kind of like the slang and the way that people talk in different generations. Mm-hmm. Like lately I find the younger people are saying the word same a lot.
Same.
Same.
As like, in like.
So looking forward.
Ditto?
Looking forward to the show tonight. Okay. Same.
Okay, so it's the ditto of yesteryear. It's today's same.
Yeah.
I think this young guy might be, I think he probably likes the idea that she's married.
Yeah.
You know, because this is easy for him.
Yeah.
Like, he just has to hit it and quit.
Right.
Then he shows up to church and it's like, she's there, he's there. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like his normal stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if he was putting about the pews.
Yeah.
If he was working multiple pews.
Right.
Because.
Taking care of all the unhappy married women.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doing the Lord's work, if you will. Taking one for the team. Oh, I like that one. That was Marsha.
Sorry about that, everyone. I'm glancing down at my notes, and it's really Dear Abby.
It's Dear Abby.
I don't know who Marsha was. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, Marsha just got in there. Yeah. So I have a little piece of, it's robot news. Katie and I are freaked out by the coming robopocalypse, and we'd like to report on it. And I found this. So we talked about in the past the origami robot.
Yes.
That can slide under the door. Because it's as thin as a piece of paper and then fold itself into
a flower.
And into a Glock or whatever for search and rescue. So now it says, this article says, swallowed a battery. There's a robot for that now. So when I was reading this article, I'm like, what do you mean? They're talking about the little tiny batteries, like the watch batteries.
Yeah.
Batteries that, you know, a hearing aid battery. The article doesn't mention children at all. So this is clearly about adults.
Really?
Batteries, which I didn't know was a problem. So anyway, researchers at MIT have created a pill-sized origami robot capable of carrying accidentally swallowed objects safely through the digestive system. It starts out as a capsule, mm-hmm. this robot. You swallow it.
Yeah.
Then the capsule, I guess it dissolves. Then the robot proceeds to assemble itself, find the battery, fold itself around the battery, and then it says, whisks it safely through the body. Now, we know there's only one place to whisk something out of your body.
Yeah. So it's going to go out the old chute.
It's going to go out the back door.
Yeah.
And it says, the director of MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory, who created the tiny origami robot, Daniela Roux, says, it's really exciting to see our small origami robots doing something with potential important applications of healthcare. So they probably couldn't think of anything else to do with this damn thing.
You know, it might be a problem. Carrie Fisher, in her show Wishful Drinking.
She swallowed a battery?
No. She was talking about her father.
Yeah.
Who loved to party, and he had pills and booze, and he had his hearing aids. And he would take them out and put them on his nightstand
okay.
to go to sleep, but then it's time to take the pills again, or whatever, and he picked up the
he
hearing aid.
Everything. That was there, an eraser.
Well, the way she tells the story, like, the hearing aid was substantial because it was years ago. So it was a bigger hearing aid. And, but it also had an antenna. But he still mistook it for a pill because he was so like, blah.
Get out of it.
Can you imagine now the hearing aids are a lot smaller.
They're tiny.
So elderly people who are using the hearing aids and also taking pills are probably
always. Think about that. But then there's always probably the jackass move at any age of putting small things together. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a pill case, and I'm sure at one point in my life I put my nose ring in there. Or, you know what I'm saying? You put something small that you need to safeguard.
Right.
And then you think you're taking some Advil, next thing you know.
Yeah.
You know. So.
A nose ring in the belly.
A nose ring in the belly. You have to whisk it safely out of your body.
Yeah, because you don't want it to get, like.
Within 24 hours.
To catch on anything on its way out.
I should hope not. So, basically, it squeezes into a pill. 3,500 people swallow the small batteries each year. That's not a lot of people. So I don't know how many of these things are going to be churning out. But it says, and I didn't know this, the batteries can burn the inside of the body if they don't get out.
Ooh, so that's a problem.
So to demonstrate this, the woman, Xu Hui, I don't know if this is a man or a woman.
Let's call her a woman.
Okay. Who authored the study used a deli meat experiment. So she took a ham. And put, it's a he, it says here. So he took a piece of ham and he put a battery on the ham, like one of the little tiny batteries. Within a half an hour, the battery was fully submerged in the ham. It worked its way in the ham on it, just the corrosive elements or whatever.
Wow.
It made me realize that this is important. If you have a battery in your body, you really want it out as soon as possible. I feel like the body would probably whisk this thing away on its own.
Yeah. But if you have digestive issues, sometimes you can be very constipated or something. Yeah.
So it says the origami battery can propel itself through the stomach and intestines through a stick slip motion, which is something I never want to experience. That's not stick slip. Just stick slip it.
Just stick slip it. And boom, it's done.
Yeah.
That's going to be on the newest infomercials for whatever product.
Just stick slip is a product. That's it. We just sell it to you for $9.95.
Stick slip.
Yeah, or three.
It works. Call now.
It says, so the stick slip motion, so this is where I don't like it. Is it uses appendages to latch. It's got little fucking legs and it crawls its way out of your asshole, people. Like, it's not just trying to get cute. Using appendages, it latches onto a surface. That would be my intestine.
Yeah.
Right? Through friction and then flexes forward like an accordion. To change its weight distribution.
You mean it like it slinkies its way out?
Mm-hmm. It's a little tiny inchworm that crawls out your butt with this battery attached to it. But, so, it's interesting. It's very close to Interspace. Like, they're getting very close to Fantastic Voyage.
Can you see it going in the other direction, and then you choke it up, and it comes walking out over your tongue?
I prefer it to come out of my mouth.
Or your nose?
Oh, I wouldn't want that.
No.
I wouldn't want to be sitting there. You know when people start, like, they touch their nose to tell you have something?
Yeah.
Like, what would you do for that? You're like, a battery coming out of your nose. What are you talking about?
Excuse me, you just got a little inchworm.
Yes.
Inchworm battery inchworming its way out of your nose. Give me this tissue.
So this thing apparently only picks up batteries. So if there's other shit in there, it's like, penny, leave it. You know?
Yeah, or Lego. Kids are always swallowing Legos, but it doesn't matter with kids because they'll turn them out anyway.
Yeah, they'll get them out. I think this thing isn't, like a Lego would crush this thing.
Yeah.
Like a Lego is not, you know, a Lego is not what this is. This only looks for
batteries. Okay.
And small ones. Not buttons. Which I know a lot of people, especially children, swallow.
Well, a button isn't going to burn a hole in your stomach.
True. When we were kids, I think we ate everything. Yeah. We just didn't say anything about it.
Yeah.
We just kept it quiet.
What was the worst thing that you swallowed?
I probably swallowed a penny because that just seemed like something I would do.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Probably some of my mom's cooking.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably, although we all know that has neither crunch nor a flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably more of a liquid type of situation. Because that's her cooking style.
I think one of my siblings had a pebble up his or her nose.
Yeah, that's like a classic. That's a pebble.
Yeah, a pebble up the nose is like a big childhood
rite
of passage.
People panic about it. I'm like, you on your own, dude. It's going to come out. No one grows up and spends the rest of their life with a pebble up their nose. It comes out. Without this robot, without any of that kind of shit, it comes out. All right, so what do you have?
I came across this article of Google pulled data from its search trends to reveal the top word most people have trouble spelling in each state.
Oh, is it epitome? Epitome? Every once in a while, someone reads it in the news and they say, it's the epitome.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What? You hear that on the news?
I hear it every once in a while. All right. So what is the word?
There's a couple of top words.
Okay.
Pneumonia, canceled, vacuum, and gray.
But gray can be spelled two ways. Are people not sure about that? Is that
right.
What it is?
Okay. And that's the biggest. And so each state has the top contenders. So
I hope some states don't have something that's embarrassing.
Alabama is tongue.
Okay. Why are they looking that up?
I thought...
like, there's nothing wrong with that, but why, Alabama?
Yeah. Alaska's trouble word is Hawaii.
Really? Are they trying to go there and they can't figure it out?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
I'm going to Hawaii.
Let's see. So diarrhea is another big one.
Okay.
Some multiple. Leprechaun. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are having trouble with that.
Yeah, and desert.
Yeah.
The way you remember that is dessert, you always want two. So there's two S's.
Okay.
In dessert and one S in desert because you only want one desert.
Something. Really? Okay, you only want one desert?
I don't know.
One desert max.
But you want two desserts.
Two desserts.
S-S.
Okay.
Here's a... And Hawaii, because Alaska can't spell Hawaii, but Hawaii can't spell boutonniere.
Really? And they're looking up boutonniere?
Yeah.
There's a lot of formal events going on in Hawaii, a lot of proms.
Yeah, Arizona and New Hampshire have trouble with diarrhea.
Okay. What about New York? What do we have a problem with?
New York, beautiful.
Really?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. And let's see, your home state, Maryland, is canceled.
Maryland's done.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And for New Jersey, the word is February.
Really?
Having a hard time with that.
You know what I can never spell is itinerary.
Itinerary is, oh, really? Yeah.
Always. I always mispronounce it. I always misspell it. It's never correct. And I always go for schedule. Plan. Program.
I have trouble with definitely for some reason. And then I say for sure.
For sure. Also, I have trouble with exercise.
Really?
So I just work out. I don't know what it is. Yeah. And I used to teach spelling and stuff. So I know all the tricks. I just can't remember it.
Yeah, everybody has a handful of words that they can't spell, and you'll always be misspelling them.
We've worked around it with synonyms. For sure. Definitely? For sure.
And your husband's from Massachusetts?
Yes. No, they can't spell or say anything.
You know what their trouble word is?
Is it Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
Yes, I was going to say. It's their state. Massachusetts.
Yeah.
I have never heard more words mispronounced than I have from people from Massachusetts. I don't know what it is. And I'm from an area where, like, people are not exactly, you know, the brightest bulbs.
Ohio can't spell banana.
Okay.
Texas, niece. Niece is tough. Why is,
okay.
Let's see. West Virginia, giraffe.
Oh, useful.
Minnesota, broccoli. Yeah, so there's, and sergeant is, Mississippi can't spell sergeant.
You'd think they would know how to spell
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Maintenance comes up over and over again, too.
Maintenance?
Kentucky.
Kentucky's got looking at you. I'm looking at you, Kentucky.
So, and Georgia's appreciate.
Oh, well.
But that's like a southern thing to say,
yeah,
appreciate.
That's a word that gets used a lot. I guess in Massachusetts, they like just put mass.
Yeah.
That's what they say, mass. Period. I said, where are you from? Mass.
Mass. Oh.
Then you want to say it. And Connecticut. Connecticut didn't come up. I'm surprised.
Connecticut. Oh, every state has one.
But no, I mean, like, Connecticut. I've always had trouble spelling Connecticut.
Oh, no. But Connecticut can't spell desert. Idaho can't spell desert.
Either.
California can't spell desert.
Wow. They should know. They have desert.
I know. They
and
do.
They use that word a lot. There's, like, Desert Boulevard.
Idaho. Desert. Desert is hard for a lot of people.
Huh. This is getting confused with dessert.
Everybody spread this around.
Yes.
Dessert.
Dessert. Massachusetts. Epitome.
Dessert. Desert.
So I have I actually have a tale from Dirk Campfire.
You do?
Yes. You want to introduce me?
Tales from the Campfire is a segment wherein we retell a ghost story, a myth.
Folklore,
urban legend, yeah. Scary stuff. And we tell it around the digital campfire.
So I have here.
So wait, you've got to tell everybody what to do.
Oh, wait. Please gather around.
Gather around, listeners.
Yes. So this is from South Wales Family Calls Ghostbuster after, quote unquote, incubus demon terrorizes them for months.
Oh.
And this is written by someone who's the coolest name ever, Kyre Casino.
Kyre Casino.
I like that.
Yeah.
A family enlisted the help of a ghostbuster to get rid of evil ghosts that have been terrorizing them in South Wales. Father of three, Kieran Fry, paid a paranormal investigator about $155.
About $155.
Yes. To quote unquote cleanse the house.
How?
And then bought in a vicar to bless it. So I'll get into how it happens.
Vicars are sexy.
Yes, they are, aren't they? Yeah. For some reason. It's like, get the vicar.
Get the vicar.
So they said they had been molested by an evil poltergeist.
What?
So they're using molested as in troubled, bothered,
yeah, okay.
Not, you know, the way that we usually
not
use
the inappropriate.
Yeah. I mean, it was inappropriate for them because it was an incubus. So Stephen Nicholas Bush, 23, So I guess he's a family member. Allegedly used a Ouija board to summon the fandoms during Halloween last year, and it wouldn't go away.
Well, you see, this is the problem. We tell everybody and spread it around. We do not play with the Ouija board.
Yeah, don't play with the Ouija board. Kieran's wife, who's 46, all right, so Kieran's 32, his wife is 46. I don't know why they put everyone's ages here. Tracy claimed that she was being beaten up by night by the incubus demon, leaving her body bruised in the morning. So they had pictures of it.
Oh, my God.
And it says, getting worse and worse, there's nothing we can do. I wake up every morning in agony because of the demon. My husband rubs cream onto it, but the pain doesn't go away.
Oh.
She added, we were told by the paranormal investigator, this is the 155 job, that we have an incubus demon, the worst demon that you can get. He told us we have three demons in total. The other two helped the main demon to pin me down.
Oh, no.
It says it has affected our marriage because we have been fighting about the demon. And the demon then has been feeding off the negative energy. So the more problems the demon causes, the more the demon gets energized.
Like the junior status demons are like taking orders from the head one.
Exactly. They're hoping to get to be the one doing the punching one day.
One day. One day.
Just holding her down.
I wonder if they have meetings.
Yeah. Come on, man. Let me get one lick in. Forget it.
No.
You're a bum. Her husband contacted a paranormal expert after the phantom told the children that it was going to slit their parents' throats. I'm telling you, the kids are probably like, yeah, not only is the demon giving us a hard time and not letting us do our homework, but they're going to slit your throats.
So are they seeing these creatures? Are they just hearing the voices?
There was a picture of it.
Oh.
And I looked at it. It says, a photo of the ghost taken by Kieran in his son's bedroom apparently shows a small child in a white gown with a blue face and a tail. I didn't see anything.
Okay.
I watched another video of, like, supposedly a haunting. I'm like, I don't see anything. It's like a closet. That's a mess. Anyway.
Your own closet. You need to get a California closet and reorganize this thing here.
Yeah. You know, go to Container Store.
Okay. Yeah,
so in addition to the kids, it didn't say the kids were freaked out. The kids just relayed the message. The wife is freaked out. The husband is freaked out. Apparently the cats won't go upstairs either.
Well, what do you think about that with cats?
I don't know. Well, they might be God. I feel like if there's something weird going on in a place, cats are like, forget it.
Yeah, they don't.
I don't. They're like, I could be in this corner for the rest of my life. Just bring the food down here.
Yeah.
And I've had pets before that there were some rooms that they just wouldn't go into. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they went in there one time and something happened that was untoward, but they're like, that's it. I'm done with the third bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing it. Robert Amour, 43, has 20 years of experience, came to the house with a Bible, the crucifix, and a rosary for 155.
Okay.
He told the family not to come up. That's a quickie. Right?
Yeah.
He told the family not to come upstairs after he shouted. He could feel the evilness in the room. Or the evil.
Yeah.
Amour returned 20 minutes later, claiming that he had slain two small demons. Went in the room, just sat there
slain
for a while.
He smoked a cigarette.
Can't. They're gone.
Yeah.
Amour said he had difficulty vanquishing the third demon.
Because?
That he said, still going to terrorize you guys.
And he's going to probably just take on a new couple of employees.
For 155, what do you expect?
Yeah.
They're lucky they got the two small demons out of the way.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, that's not very much money. So, I wanted to back this up. So, I went online. And I wanted to do a little, like, investigation about exorcisms. Because you are a lapsed Catholic. So you guys believe in exorcism. In
right. Yeah, it is there, but nobody really talks about it. But there was a priest at my mother's church who did exorcisms.
And
he was trained
in exorcism.
He was trained, yeah.
So I went on to, I was like, just doing some research. And apparently last year, so in April of 2015, the Vatican was getting a bunch of people together in the field of exorcism to talk about what are they going to do, exorcisms and the prayer of liberation. It was an annual course for priests and laypersons, which is weird because, like, I don't believe in this, but at the same time, I don't want just, like, any schmuck.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We want your full...
Your top gear.
Yeah.
Right.
No kidding.
Your big guys.
Yeah.
So laypersons, interesting in who want to know how to recognize a case of demonic possession. They brought together priests and people who are experts in the field of exorcism, including medical professionals, psychologists, lawyers. Lawyers? Like, why was an attorney present? does the exorcised demon have rights that need to be protected? Like, what?
Copyright infringement, something.
What kind of attorney? Like a criminal attorney?
Right.
Real estate? Wills?
Yes.
Trusts?
It has the right, has a claim to this body.
Yes. And theologians.
All right.
It's sponsored by the Vatican. And according to the news, one of the primary objectives was to help priests and lay people distinguish what's a possession from just a medical condition.
Yeah.
Right. I think it should be obvious.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know,
right,
I don't know any medical conditions that make your head spin around.
Right.
Right. So the sessions will also examine other related issues, including the occult, Satanism, and nihilism among young people. That's what young people do.
Mm-hmm. That's a normal kind of progression. Yeah.
And then Pope Francis gave the thumbs up on this. He was saying that, you know, the devil is out there. It's not just an idea, so they have to be ready for it.
Pope Francis.
Yeah. So I went even further, and I found this place called the International School of Exorcism, founded by a guy called Bob Larson.
Okay.
And here's the course list if we want to learn how to do it.
Larson technique.
It is.
Is it really?
It's his technique. The apprentice level, we have introduction to exorcism.
Uh-huh.
Christian and pre-Christian. Exorcisms of the Gospels. New Testament exorcism, which I didn't know there was any in the New Testament.
You're looking at me like I should. Well, let me.
I mean, I was forced to study the Bible quite extensively, but I don't remember any of that fun stuff in part two.
I just thought it was kind of throughout. I mean, because it's something that they believe in.
Yeah,
I'm sure that it was more
new. Like, okay,
I don't. Well,
if anybody out there knows, let us know. Then there's a biblical exorcisms 1 through 4. That's
wow.
And then
what, are those four exorcisms or stages of exorcism?
Part 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's a 4-part course.
Of course.
This is the apprentice level. You finish all that plus a couple of things. You go to the warrior level. Intro to spiritual warfare.
Sounds like a Survivor episode so far. Okay.
Exorcism, contemporary, Satan and evil, hierarchy of evil, legal rights, and then there's curse breaking 1 and 2.
Oh.
That's the warrior level.
Okay.
Then if you go through all that, you get to the exorcist level, where you can actually go out and do healing of fragmented mm-hmm. souls. I guess you learn how to use an angel in spiritual warfare. There's parts 1 and 2, elements of the exorcism, and then
you get to, wait, do you get your own angel?
I don't know. The final thing is the exorcism. That's the final class. In the final class, I'm imagining, you got to exorcise something, you don't pass. You got to find someone who's got a demon in them.
Get it
and
out.
You
got
to bring them into class, and you got to get it out as your final exam. I'm imagining, because otherwise,
wow.
How could you get a certificate? Anyone can take these classes, but you have to stick by the Catholic rules.
Okay.
So it's my International School of Exorcism. I did not see anywhere on this site that the Pope gave this a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Or that the Catholic Church gave it a thumbs up.
So no, because you have to be. Yeah, he's got to be rogue because they would never, ever
allow
that. But
he's offering it to everybody. I tried to click on the courses. I couldn't get any more information.
Oh.
But he's got a really nice seal.
Yeah.
A really nice, like, image.
What other, did he have some case studies or some, like, see my work and
you may have seen me in.
Yeah.
So it shows that. No, it's just, he's just got a really good looking site.
No, just like Lorraine Warren and her husband, they have a lot of famous cases, like Amityville Horror,
they have
a catalog of
if you're
work
looking
that
for
done.
Exorcism, like they seem to be some of the more famous ones who have a lot of, let's say, references.
Right. And so does he have any of those? Yeah.
This guy didn't even have a YouTube video.
Oh, see?
Nothing. Not even a 60-second, you know.
Nothing.
Boom. But I just thought it's fascinating. It's a lot of classes to become an exorcist. I would like to just skip straight to the exorcism.
I'm interested in summoning that angel.
And what about curse breaking 1 and 2?
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, the angel part is angels and spiritual warfare. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I guess you get to summon an angel to assist you in your time of need.
Can you summon an? I thought summoning was only for bad things.
No, you can't. Like, if you can pray to an angel and ask them to come to your aid.
Okay.
And certain angels are in charge of certain things.
Okay. So this is BobLarson.com.
Yeah. I think the story that I heard .org, of course. As a young person, the story that I heard. With this priest who did exorcisms,
this is your local priest?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a house in this family. They said they kept seeing a little boy.
Okay.
And they didn't know what was going on, so he went to check it out.
These dead white kids in the house. This is the problem. White people, before you buy a house, make sure there's no dead white kids roaming around.
But no, it was a different story. This was a house that was a stop on the Underground Railroad.
What was a white kid doing there?
It's not a white kid.
Oh, it was. I made it a white kid.
You made it a white kid.
No one ever sees a black kid. Ghost. Yeah.
And so he talked to this entity and said that he had passed and it was time to move on. And
getting kicked out again, He's like, son of a bitch. I just escaped to here. Where am I supposed to go? Like, it's 2010. You're free.
Yeah. Right. And so, yeah. And then they didn't see this entity after that.
They got the four R's. Rehearse, record, rinse, or repeat.
To all that was 40th Street. Hashtag Bonfire NYC.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
That's bizarre.
Then my brothers were telling the story of their other friend in, again, in Mawa. They have an old...
A haunted subdivision. Sugar maple split.
They had an old house, and they had three ghosts in the house. One was in the basement, one was in the attic, and the other one was in one of the bedrooms. And the one in the basement was like, and you could kind of feel the presence, like there was somebody else there. And then when you would try to go up the stairs, you felt a hand on your shoulder and it would try to pull you backwards.
Well, how would anyone go down there?
Because they didn't really pull you down. It was just like, stay here.
Yeah, don't go. I've got much more to tell you.
And then...
this story.
Then the one in the attic was angry. And you went up there and you got really scared because you could just sense a lot of anger.
Okay.
And then my brother said he slept in the bedroom with the nice ghost. And he said... Because it was nice. Okay. She said it was an older woman.
Okay.
And he saw the face.
Wait a minute. And it's a family podcast. This is a family podcast.
And she sat on the bed and stroked his face.
Wow.
And he was like, and went to sleep. He said it was very comforting.
Didn't try to kick the ghost out.
No.
But this is my thing is like, I mean, I guess in a case of an exorcism, it's because something is bad is happening. But I'm always afraid sometimes it's the person who supposedly has the demon in there. It's just doing something that other people don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're just making choices that are not, you know, copacetic with the other people around them. Like, exercise it.
Yeah, get it out.
Get it out of there.
Yeah, if you're uncomfortable and scared.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
That's interesting.
We have a nice one who strokes your forehead.
What are you going to do about that? Don't exercise them. They're going to be like, why?
Yeah.
Really? Like, I could make this really ugly for everybody.
Right.
But you see, I'm just stroking a face. Like, there's nothing going on. Anyway, so that's my tale from dirt.
That's great. Yeah. That was a good one.
Usually you have the good ones, and I was like, I'm going to do it.
No, that was a very...
Mine up.
You had...
research.
You had done a full report on
that's
this.
That's right. That was a whole 4 pages I printed out.
That was nice.
All right, what do you have?
I'm impressed. Here I have this as barnyard news.
Awesome. So, Katie and I just like to keep abreast of the animals in the barnyard and out. Which kind is this? Is it in the barnyard?
It's out of the barnyard.
Okay. Is it a bee?
Into your heart.
Into your... From the barnyard. Straight to your heart.
It says, wild monkey gave birth with the help of a fellow monkey midwife.
Wild monkey?
Wild monkey gave birth with the help of a monkey. That sounds like a song, right?
Like a children's program.
The monkey midwife.
But I'm like, is there...
It should be a show, The Monkey Midwife.
There shouldn't be a show called The Monkey Midwife. But I think there should... Like, monkeys should be wild.
Yeah, they are in the wild. Okay so this is one of these things where... Somebody observes an animal in nature.
Just doing what animals
what do.
What
they do. And they're like, I made a discovery. Can you believe they do this? It's like they've been doing it forever.
I'm sure that the monkey dweller or whoever was doing the midwife was like, what the fuck is he looking at?
Yeah. So apes and monkeys.
Private moment.
Yeah, apes and monkeys are said to be humankind's closest animal relatives.
Mm-hmm.
They exhibit.
Only because they're vindictive.
They exhibit traits and DNA data that are very similar to that of humans.
Mm-hmm.
Now they seem to be more advanced than we previously assumed. It's like.
Really?
A monkey?
Just because one's helping another one out.
I know. A monkey was recently filmed giving birth, and to everyone's surprise, she was assisted by a fellow monkey midwife.
Why is that surprising?
Yeah.
She was probably laying on like, somebody get up in here and help me, please.
Yeah.
This birth is not going to happen without assistance.
The primates' reproductive behaviors are considered limited because they're known to give birth at night.
Mm-hmm. But that just means you can't see it.
Yeah.
This one apparently couldn't do it under the cover of darkness. And so then a friend came along and was like, let's just fight this out.
So it was daytime, and so they were able to film it, and it shed light on these lesser-known birthing processes. According
maybe we're just not as amazed as we should.
The process lasted for 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And it was observed that the mother received assistance from, again, they were going midwife, you know. But maybe it was a doctor. Maybe it was the monkey doctor.
Yeah. Or maybe it was just like a friend.
Yeah.
You know, like somebody who was like, oh, girl, let me help you out.
Yeah.
You're having a hard time. It's daytime.
Oh, but I think it was a female monkey. So they're like, it's a midwife. It couldn't possibly be a doctor.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's just a midwife. If there had been a real emergency, a male monkey would have shown up.
Yeah, right.
With uncomfortable speculums and things like that. And tortured the woman in
bad bedside manner.
Yes, horrible. Made the woman get in an uncomfortable position so it would be easier for him.
Wait, I gotta have this banana first.
Yeah. Look, it's a Friday. I gotta get out of here. It's the C-section now. Just cut her open, rip it out.
The monkey midwife calmed the mother and assisted in cleaning the newborn.
Okay.
They said the midwife even helped pull in the baby monkey from the birth canal, but there's no photos to prove it happened. So that's all hearsay.
Really?
I'm like, come on.
What did they film then?
You know,
like,
The report said the midwife did not leave the mother's side. She cared for both the baby and the mother during and after the
birth. Yeah, because she's not an asshole.
Right.
But come on. These are like basic, how do you think these things
have
survived?
How do you think any living thing?
Who do you think she's going to grab me and just fling it? Ah!
Oh, good.
You know.
Punch her in the face.
Yeah. You loser. Ah! I'm not so surprised, but a monkey would help another monkey out.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I think it's only humans that would not help.
Right, right.
Another
What's
human.
What's in it for me?
Yeah. Why am I, what am I doing here? I mean, help cab drivers deliver babies. Why not a monkey?
Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Okay. Cool. Is that the Barnyard News?
That was Barnyard News.
I like
news.
It.
All right.
So I have some legal news here that Gregson and my husband, who's an attorney, sent in.
Oh, okay.
This is a law partner who had lifeguard job sees age discrimination suit over Speedo.
What?
Revived on appeal.
What?
So apparently a Long Island bankruptcy attorney who moonlights as a lifeguard is back in the swim of things. Boo. Boo. As far as his age discrimination suit against the state of New York over required bathing suits. So this guy, Roy Lester of Lester & Associates, he's 66. He has worked for decades as a seasonal lifeguard at the beach.
Okay.
At Jones Beach. Oh, so he must be, like, a pretty fit and good swimmer, right?
And his skin must be, like, leather.
So until 2007, there was no rule about what kind of swimsuit could be worn during the test.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to do a test for speed and distance.
Okay.
But apparently, the Office of Parks, Recreation, Historic Preservation refused to let him wear the suit that he wanted to wear. So you could either wear a jammer suit, which are like the long kind of balloony kind of ones that
right
men
then.
Wear,
yeah.
The shorts, trunks, or you could wear the Speedo.
All right.
And he was like, I don't want to wear the trunks because they slow you down from swimming, which they do. And
yeah, it's like a ton of fabric.
Yeah, but he was like, I also don't want to be wearing a banana hammock.
Yeah.
Can I wear the thing I've been wearing for years, which is, it seemed like it was some kind of like a Speedo type thing, but with longer...
Yeah.
Shorts.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't look like a panty. It looks like more...
It looks like a pair of Spanx.
Yeah, a pair of Spanx, basically something longer. And they said, no, you either wear the Speedo or you wear the jammers.
Oh.
So he didn't want to wear the jammers because he's like, I don't want to be slow.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I don't want to have everybody be like, here's my 66-year-old junk.
Yeah, yeah.
So he sued. He sued, and he says it's ridiculous. He thinks that the suit is aimed at older guys because apparently mm-hmm. there are a lot of older... lifeguards who've been for years, and why all of a sudden the Speedo requirement or the jammers thing. So he'd also been working at a private beach, and he filed the case, and apparently now it's up for appeal.
Wow.
It's so bizarre to me because I feel like if it were, I was trying to think of like from a woman's point of view, it'd be like if they were like, well, you got to wear a bikini for the swim test.
Yeah.
We're not going to let you wear like a rash guard mm-hmm. and like a little, you know, short set.
Yeah.
That some women do when they're doing, like, real athletic swimming. What difference does it make if the guy doesn't want to wear a... You know, it's like he was wearing something outrageous. Like, he's like, I'm going to wear a tutu.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, like, something that's distracting.
Yeah, there should be something that's kind of mid-range.
I
It doesn't
so.
Have to go down to your knee.
Yeah. Because
that's ridiculous. What about mid-thigh?
Well, that's what he had.
Yeah.
That's what he was having. But I can understand that, like, I just don't like a Speedo. And,
mm-hmm.
like, if I'm in the water and something happens to me and you're swimming up to me with just a Speedo on, I might try to swim away. I might drown. I might just be like, forget it.
No, it's true. When you see a guy in a Speedo, you kind of swim away anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like, don't save me.
So he filed suit to be, like, to be allowed to wear a less brief Speedo type of situation. So good luck to him.
Good luck.
And I appreciate...
God Speedo.
I appreciate him being like, I want to just be modest.
Yeah.
And do my job. Right? It's not Baywatch.
Yeah.
God Speedo. Okay. What do you have?
This is...
is that Michael Jackson?
No.
Okay. It's like slim, good body Michael Jackson.
Yeah, this is science and tech news.
Okay. So we have some unpopular science and technology.
Yeah, so it's a... Japan's Tenga toy company appears to be the first on the market with a virtual reality bodysuit.
It looks like contains, slim, good body.
Contains a genital stimulator.
Stop. I was going to ask you, what is that gigantic thing over the guy's yeah. junk in the picture?
And the sensation of groping breasts, sending impulses all over the wearer's body.
Wait, stop.
To make it feel like another human being is touching them. So you put on a suit.
And how does that make me feel like I'm groping breasts? That's what I want to know.
According to one reviewer.
Like, whose breasts?
Yeah, it's...
Breasts,
it has sensors. Yeah, the sensors that are on it, they make you feel like you're being touched. And
so this is for, if I, as a woman, I can put this on, it'll make me feel like somebody's groping my breasts?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it would make the wearer feel as if they were groping someone else's breasts.
It says it's a containing the genital stimulator and the sensation of groping breasts, sending impulses all over the wearer's body to make it feel like another human being is touching them. So you're getting touched all over your body just by wearing the suit.
Do they not have prostitutes or sex? Like, what's going on?
It says in the future, the virtual real will be more real than actual real sex.
Well, it can't be more real than real.
Yeah.
First of all, that's stupid. Impossible yeah. and stupid.
This, because of societal pressures, women are expected to be less be a less robust market for the device than men. So it's not like women are going to be, they don't think women are going to be putting on a suit.
You don't
know
that.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to grope a breast or whatever's happening or feel like they're getting groped. Is it, I mean, I see for women the application being, obviously for sex, because women are sexual beings as well. Mm-hmm. But could I put the suit on and get a nice massage?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, on the feet. I see that there's, it's a footless outfit.
It's a footless outfit. But it also has goggles, so whatever you're seeing, and then you're feeling the
sensation. Yeah, I don't need to see anything. I just need a rub down today. And what is he? It looks like he's got a huge dome over his genital area.
Yeah, that's the whole, the genital stimulator.
So bizarre.
Yeah, so it's like anything to keep from evolving and having emotions and actually yeah. treating another person like a human being.
Yeah, it's very easy to go out there and get a human being to interact with you when you're not an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, just work on that. It's yeah. cheap. It could be free.
Yeah.
Being a nice person, developing your skills so you can go there. No, screw it. Let's get a suit.
Yeah, put it on. You don't have to do any of that.
Yeah, I can grow up all the breasts I need.
Yeah.
Right here in my room. In my dorm size room.
Yeah. Perfect.
In my parents' basement.
Oh.
Great. Fun. That's awful. It's funny because in the picture, the guy looks like he's about to dance. Like, he looks like he's...
That's he does. He looks like he's dancing. He does look like he's dancing.
So
looks like he's doing a Roomba.
Are we going to walk into a room and see a bunch of guys with these suits on, like, really, humping the air?
Yeah, you know guys are going to wear them under their suits going to work. And then I'll
open breasts yeah. all the way.
You're like, yeah.
I don't know. Totally. I wonder if I could hack into the suit.
What would you do?
I don't know. Pinch their ass.
Be like, oh,
repeatedly.
No.
Yeah. I have no idea. It's so weird. So this is just there's a company.
What's the matter, Jaquetta?
There's a company out there that is making stormtrooper costumes. Which is okay, so it says if you've been looking to dress
well,
up
how
as a
can
stormtrooper.
You, that should be illegal. How can you tell them apart from the real stormtrooper?
That's what I'm saying. Because in my mind, I think the stormtrooper uniforms are kind of cool, but aren't they like space Nazis?
Yeah.
The stormtrooper? So it says if you've been looking to dress up as a stormtrooper for any of your Star Wars films coming to the theaters in the next couple of years, you're in luck. Costuming company Anovos has opened up pre-orders for the first order stormtrooper. This suit is... There are two levels of it. There's one suit that's $2,225.
Wow.
That's the basic suit. This is like basic stormtrooper. And then the other suit, the high-end one, is $6,915. Why not just make it $7,000? Is that the price point at which stormtrooper lovers are like, no?
No, that's where they say no.
The original suit that they put out was a kid. It only cost $650. So I don't know what happened.
Wow.
It says every detail is meticulously studied and excruciatingly reproduced for the ultimate wearable costume. Including, the funniest part to me of the stormtrooper costume is always the cup. Because they have a belt.
They do.
And then they have a little cup that makes them kind of silly. It's produced in the United States, and it's in rigid foam, blah, blah, blah. But the kicker of this entire thing is you have to assemble it yourself. You're paying $6,900.
And you have to assemble.
And you have to put it together, IKEA style. Like, they can, you know there's going to be a piece missing.
There's going to be a piece missing.
My toe cap is missing on the right
And then there's
going
to be other pieces you don't know what they're yes. for. And they're going to be left over. Yes. And you're like, what?
You're going to be the asshole who shows up at the Star Wars, you know, the Star Wars opening the movie. Like, who the hell is this guy?
Or, yeah, right, the shoulder's going to be, like, it's fixed to the waist. It's like, yes. That's so, and everybody's going to know.
So the company apparently got an F rating from the Better Business Bureau. It takes them forever to put their stuff together, if you get it.
Ooh.
You know, I'm sure there's stuff missing. But it's just so bizarre. Like, I like Star Wars. And I like Comic-Con kind of stuff. I'm going to my first Comic-Con this summer.
Oh, you are?
I have an apron that mm-hmm. I'm wearing over my clothes that looks like a Star Trek uniform. Mm-hmm. That's as far as I go.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like to give it, like, some, like, I want to be a fan, but, like, I don't want to get
Wait, you're wearing an apron?
Trooper.
Like, you're going to cook?
No, it's like a costume apron.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like a Star Trek uniform.
Kiss the cook?
But, yeah. But it's very easy to, like, put on over your regular stuff. Okay. Because I'm not going to spend the entire day dressed up like that. And it's kind of, the apron is cool. It's fun. It goes over your regular clothing. But this Stormtrooper stuff, like, with the helmet and all that kind of mess, I don't know. And I still think they look like Nazis. Anyway, so that's my little piece of news.
All right. That sounds great.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
Somebody in our age group, when she had her baby, she gave birth, and the placenta didn't come out.
Oh, they had to go in and get it?
No. The nurse who was, I still can't believe the story. The nurse who was helping her was old school, and she punched her in the stomach.
What?
And the placenta came out.
Okay, I guess it worked. That is old school.
My friend was said after she was punched, she was like, why?
Why did you do this?
Can you? I'm horrified.
She should have punched her back.
She told me the story, and for days, I thought about this. I said, who would do something like that? But it worked.
I would, the next time I saw that nurse, I would just walk up to her and punch her
in the face.
Be like, I'm old school. That's crazy. Yeah. I like this. I mean...